I've been recording like shorter podcasts. This is gonna be literally like 2 minutes. I'm realizing, okay, I'm gonna make my podcast a lot shorter from now on, like voice memos, just because I feel like it'd be a lot more fun for me and efficient in a way. I've been realizing lately, guys, that literally I cannot be committed to like anything other than like my a business. Okay, like in terms of having a relationship, in terms of like being with someone, like no, I this is not something I'm gonna do. Simply because, and I know it's probably weird for me to say on my podcast, whatever, but I have to tell you about this, okay? I have to tell you about this because, like, this is what it is to have, this is how purpose feels. So, like, when you have a purpose for existence, okay, like, you feel bad at doing anything else. You feel guilty. Not guilty in the sense of having guilt, but you just feel like you're not doing what you came to this planet to do, and sometimes the pull is stronger. And the pull is stronger when like you know you're really not doing what you're supposed to do. Like 'cause I live a very controlled life. How do I explain this? Okay, this is like so OCD of me. How do I explain this? I live a very controlled life. And I'm guided basically to like do certain things, okay? So whatever I'm told to do, I do it, okay? So this has to do with like this has to do with the way I live, like in all aspects. I was gonna say it has to do mostly with my work, but that's not true. It's not just my work, like my business work that I'm guided to do, but it's also like how I live. And this process, going through this process of being guided, has taught me that like your life is your business. So like whatever I'm told to do, I do it, both in my life and in my business. And you may be asking, like, Sima, who tells you what to do? You know, it's like it's God, bro. Like it's like it's the power that is within all of us. And so I listen to that. And like people don't listen to that. But this is like the path with like how do I explain it? This is like the path or like the cheat code basically to life, okay? It's like to figure out what needs to be done and then to do it. And it'll always be things like learn this lesson basically. So when you learn the certain lesson, you can like surpass to another level of like consciousness expansion or like awareness basically of your soul's journey here, right? So like you become really good at like overcoming lessons. Like you become really practiced at kind of like absolving karma or like shedding karma. And for people that don't know what karma is just action reaction or like cause effect. So it's just like a natural law, you know? And so you can like shed or burn or like get rid of basically all the bad stuff in your life, and you can have a lot of bliss and live a really aligned life, a really peaceful, fun, like sexy life. And like this is not something that is common knowledge. Like I'm here to tell you that I figured out how to do it, okay? I haven't heard anybody in the world talk about this before, ever, ever. Because why? Because the way that I study the Gita is from a scientific perspective. It's not I don't take religion as religion. I take it as quantum. How can we relate this back to quantum mechanics of things? So you look for the deeper meaning in or I look for the deeper meaning, at least, in like what I read. Anyway, my point is that you can, like, I want people to know this so they can, like, not worry about anything ever. And the reason why I know this is because I've gone through a lot of hard shit in my life. And everyone has, but very few or, you know, very little. Like, it's very rare that one person out of a case study of like 100 people, let's say, like statistically, will like do the inner work to break out of certain patterns and cycles, whether they be generational or not, because some are generational, you know, or whether they're lessons that are not that far deep. Like, it, you know, whatever the lesson is, you are committed to learning it. And that is how you absolve your karma, or like burn a lot of action reaction, basically. So, Seema, what happens when you burn action reaction? Are you immune to life? Kind of. A little. Not like fully. But, not fully, because I'll tell you why. Because, you cannot see what. You can create what comes next, but you can't see it. And I know about seeing because I know about seeing. I'm not going to talk about it, but if you want to, you can. It's not predicting things, you see it, like, you can see it, but I'm not going to talk about it, because that is a practice that, maybe I'll teach on how to scry, but that's not what I call it. It's not scrying, it's something else. Maybe I'll, you know, whatever, but I'm not going to talk about it now. If you want to learn about this stuff, you'll probably have to work with me, or like collaborate with me, or ask me individually. I will not be teaching this information. Like, this is really, people are not privy. People do not have access to, or should not have. People do not deserve, okay? Literally, people do not deserve certain levels of information around realms of mysticism, because well, it's not me saying that, like the deserving thing. Like, I have no basis on which to judge, you know, who's deserving and who's not. That is God speaking, you know, saying like some people are not deserving, because the more power, or like the more gifts you have, the greater responsibility you have to use them, number one, and number two, to use them appropriately, right? With responsibility, care, diligence, sensitivity, you know, and you know, just being really delicate with what you've been given, you know. So, like, let's say you want power in some way, whether, because people want power, people want political power, they want financial power, they want power over people in love, which is why a lot of relationships don't even like start, because people want power, bro, like in relationships, but myself included. But the thing is that with me, I don't care. Like, I don't care. It's not applicable. Like, I do not think like that. If there is an opportunity to share love, I'm doing it. You know what I mean? I don't care whether, like, it is like losing. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like, I'm then call me a loser. Like, I'm gonna love. Like, you know what I mean? I don't care. Look at me. Look at me and what I do. I do anything I wanna do. That's how I live. Whatever I wanna do, I do it. Usually. And if it's something that I have to do, I make myself love it. You know what I mean? Like, I force myself to love it, because I'm like, dude, we have to do this as a responsibility. So I'm gonna love it, you know, and I'm gonna use it to serve God. So, like, that's why you can pray anywhere. That's why you can meditate anywhere. You can be with your creator anywhere, if you, because you're working for him. So, do you get karma? Do you get reaction from your action? No, you don't. Why? Because it's like purified. It's so lit. This is what bhakti yoga is. This is what bhakti is. Bhakti is devotion. Bhakti yoga, the core outcome, or the core point, or actually, it's just the essence of bhakti yoga, is to be in union with Krishna all of the time. Like, meaning you're not, like, going anywhere. Like, you're not, like, your mind, your consciousness, it's not straying anywhere. It's not distracted. But we're born distracted, you see. Like, we don't know who God is. Like, we come into these bodies and we do not know anything different. We do not know that we were something before the body and that we are still everlastingly that thing. You know, we don't know that. So we think we're the body, or we think that we're our external circumstances, even. Anything but within, you know what I mean? Like, we pin our identity on our ego, too. And, like, in relationships, we pin our identity on, like, who loves more, you know what I mean? I love more, by the way. Like, all the time. Anyway, that's why, circling back to my first point, I'm not getting into anything at the moment for the next 2 years, because I have shit to do, number one. Number two, people do not study the metaphysics, but I do, so I'm going to tell you something. When you are committed to something, you cannot be committed to another thing, because all of your energy, your chi, your life force energy, your prana, it's going towards that thing. So whether that's a relationship with a person, or a relationship with self, or a relationship with a business, which is also kind of like self, you know, you have to choose. You have to choose, and you have to be really cold on it. You have to be really, you have to be really certain about your decision. And recently I actually just made this decision, and I'm so excited, you know what I mean? Like, I'm so excited because this is why I'm here. This is why I was born, to live out that energy that is present within every being, but not every being can see it. But I've tapped into it for about 8 years straight. So here I am. Like, this is why I'm here. To give, to share, to teach, to love, to be the glitch, to be different. And so I will always be different. And, you know, I'll tell you one thing. My life, has come along with a lot of, it's very hard to be different, because your life path is different, your life is different. So, like, you know, I've never had a normal life. I mean, I don't think anyone's life is normal, but it's been very profound. It's been very, like, it's like magic in a way. Like, it's been crazy, and I have lived very fully. Like, it's been a very rich, like, existence, with a lot of, like, loss as well, you know what I mean? So, like, when I say rich, don't think of accumulation, think of depth of experience. That's what you should think of when I say rich. So I'm here to just, like, share about what I've learned and to talk about what I've been through. And, of course, yes, like, I will still go through things in my life, but that's why I'm here, like, to talk about them. And I think that that's, like, just where it has to be for me, because I cannot be anything other than myself. I cannot be anything other than who I am at every given moment. Yeah, it's gonna look different. Yeah, it's gonna look odd. Yeah, it's gonna look foreign. Baby, hop in that motherfucking foreign. You know what I mean? Hop in it. It's yours. It's big and yellow and shiny and it's new. I just bought it from the dealership. Hop in, baby. We go for a ride. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not normal, and I will never be normal, and I will never accept normal from myself or from other people. I will only accept exceptional, only, because that is where I'm at in general, and that's it. You know what I mean? It's a vibe. It's the essence of existence. It's celebration. That's where I'm at, you know? And it's time for me to celebrate because really I have been through it in my life, like a lot. And I'm just so happy we made it, man. Like, you know what I mean? I'm really excited about that because making it is a state of mind. It's not anything else. And I've decided to make it. I think that's all we can do is we have to decide that we're gonna make it and then we go from there. Yeah, it's always gonna be hard. Life is hard till you dip out of here. That's the point. So never be depressed, never be forlorn, never be discouraged, never be upset or angry or jealous even, because more life, here's to more life, right? Like, this life is yours to paint upon, bro, to like cut up and piece together, to jump, you know, in a quantum way from point B to point A. Like, this is your life. And so you should never, never listen to what anyone thinks. And you should never listen to what anyone says about you or anyone else. You should form your own opinions about other people and the world and yourself. And you should create your identity every day, because each day we are born anew. Do not let the problems of yesterday cloud your mind and poison your mood today. Do not let life wear you down. Do not, because you decide that. You decide everything. You decide everything. You understand that prana, life force, energy, God is within you. What does that make you? What does that make you? Right? It makes everything that is you limitless in terms of your own potential. So explore that potential. Explore it. Why do you think I sing? Why do you think I sing? Because when I sing, I'm the note. I'm the music, right? I am channeling. I am not here. I am nothing when I sing, you see? And same thing when I dance. It's not me that's dancing. This is all otherworldly. Like, this is all from our creator. This is not us. So when people think of talent, this is what I want them to think of, because talent is not ours, it's God-given. It's not owned by us. We are just vessels for his will. Like, why do you think Michael Jackson was Michael Jackson? Because he was a pure channel, he was a pure vessel for the genius of God. And same with every other great artist, and same with every other great engineer and inventor, bro. Because this state is called flow state. And when you're in the flow state, you don't listen to time, you don't listen to people, you don't listen to constraint. Because you're in the flow state. Nothing goes unless it's decided by you. In that state, you're free. You're so free. And that's why it is important to be as, like, artistic and childlike and wild as possible. Just be wild. Just be wild. Just have fun. Have a shit ton of fun. Have a ton of fun. Do not let anything impede your fun. If you have to go to work, make it fun. Make it fun. Whether that means, like, dressing up or embodying a certain mood for that day, like, you know what I mean, or like paying really close attention to the people around you and kind of people watching and enjoying people and their presence and their company, and you know what I mean, and also like trick yourself, like see if you can make things happen around you using your mind, see if you can be a little psychic in social situations, like just have fun. Have fun with it. Have fun with life. You know, I do this all the time. And when I don't do it, I'm really I don't know, bored, depressed, like, low. Because I'm like, ugh, like, you know. Why? Because, like, the intention I chose that day to be, like, I let my mood overpower my will to be having fun, or like my desire to have fun. And you should never do that. Never do what I do. Always have fun. Never let your mood affect you in that way, because you control your mood, because you're above your mood, you're above your mind, you're above your conscious mind, and you're above your subconscious mind, because you are the soul. So let that shine through as much as possible. People create the best works of art when they let their soul shine through. People have the best relationships, the most fun, sweet, ethereal, otherworldly, like, psychic, like, loving and just like hilarious relationships when they are in flow state, and when they are allowing for like innocence to be there, and like an authenticity and just like creativity to be there. Like, these are the relationships that really do well, because like you're in flow state, you're not like you're like a team, like you're like a unit, like you're like best friends, like, you know, it's like that loyalty of like, okay, my soul chooses your soul, let's roll. You know, like, that's the best relationships. But the relationships that don't do well are focused on the external things. They're focused on like comparison and I don't know, like all this petty stuff, you know, just petty stuff, like petty, like competition stuff, or like even when people think that someone is gonna hurt them, like, you know, it's like you're focusing on something that isn't even real. Like, nobody can even really hurt you, because like, you control that. And if you want to have a good relationship with someone, you will, because you want to, you know, you have that nature about you. And you choose love, like, you choose, like, ease, and clarity, you know, you don't, like, shrink back and think, oh, like, this person needs to do this, or, oh, this person hurt me, they owe me, like, what the hell, like, that makes no sense, you know, at all. People are here, we are here to love and enjoy one another. We are not here to compare ourselves to one another. We are not here to, look at a forest, look at how all the plants support each other underneath the soil with their roots. Do you think they would survive, and their species, their different species would survive as long as they have, if they did not have that collective community support? No, we need each other. Human beings need each other to thrive, to survive, to vibe. And like, we've forgotten that. Like, look at a concert. The whole crowd is like in unison, basically, with the ambiance. And the performer is also in unison with the crowd. There's no separation anywhere ever. Not with the music and the people. Not with the people and the people. Like, there's no separation of anything. So, united we stand, divided we fall. We must not be choosing anything other than love towards one another. We must not be. That is a folly. Like, that is a mistake. Like, that is going against our own nature. That is going against our own, like, what is best for our future too. You know what I mean? We need each other. And that's like so amazing. What a blessing it is to like have the ability to share experiences with other beings. Like, what the hell? Like, we can share experiences. We can connect to one another. We can change each other in the most beautiful ways. We can fall in love with our experiences when we teach each other things. We need each other. So remember that the next time you need to remember that. Okay? And again, when you don't trust other people, it's because you don't trust yourself. Like, when you don't trust other people to in any way, like, to be loyal to you or to respect you or whatever, or in general, when you don't trust someone, it's because you don't trust yourself and you don't trust the company you've chosen. So learn to trust yourself, start trusting yourself, and the trust towards other people will be restored. And even if they do something you don't like, remember, your trust can only be broken if it's placed in something else, or someone else, or in your ability to view someone else. Catch yourself. Switch it up immediately. No, I love that person no matter what they're doing. I love them. I respect them because I am choosing to have them around me. It is an honor to share a part of my life with them. It is an honor to share time with them. They're the soul that my creator has chosen to place in front of me at this moment. I will only share beauteous moments with them, you know. And that is a petition or an oath to the self. You do this for you. You don't do it for anyone else. You do it for you and your peace and joy and your opening of mind, basically. Yeah? Remember that life makes no mistakes. You make no mistakes. You can never make any mistake. God makes no mistakes in who he chooses to place in front of us. But also, you make no mistake because you are only doing everything perfectly. Yes, because the action in itself is self-justified, because from the reaction that you get, from the action that you perform, you learn about where you're at, and you always learn a lesson. And lessons are what blessings are. And then other things, like other blessings that you get, like, that's just because you've learned the lesson. Do you see what I'm saying? Life is like a video game. So if you really want to self-love, you better self-love. And start choosing how to see situations, you know? We have immense control over our reality because we have immense control over our minds. So let's garner it, let's gather it, let's hold the reins of our minds, and let's control what thoughts are growing there, you know? Because whatever thoughts we feed, they will come true. Now, if you want to experience a life full of love and ecstasy, bliss, feel goodness, I don't know, pleasure, bro, then choose high-vibing thoughts. Choose pleasurable thoughts. Yeah? And you know, I would like to say that, like, I would like to say that I want people to learn about hermetic laws so they can learn all these things. So if you're interested in doing so, just stick around with me in the next podcast and rate this podcast 5 stars. And keep in mind that whatever you place your focus on will grow. So yeah, if you want to choose to focus your attention on a business or a relationship or whatever for a certain amount of time, that is your decision. And you have the ability to make decisions in your life, so do so. Take that initiative. Take that power play, in a way. And have a lot of power over yourself. Have a lot of restraint over yourself. And have a lot of directive willpower over yourself and control over yourself. Because you cannot control anyone or anything around you. You can only control yourself and how you feel. Not even the thoughts you think sometimes, mostly, but it's how you feel. Control how you feel, and everything else falls into place, including your thoughts. I love you very much. Thank you so much for listening. I'm excited to have done this for you. I hope you liked it, and I will talk to you in the next podcast.